Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Johnson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jerry Snyder. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesce moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Hatfield moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Dropo reaches third base with a triple. Pesce scores. Hatfield scores. Wertz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels throws to second for one, and Snyder throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fied Roth moves to second. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Busby for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Groth reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Runnels scores. Vernon scores. Snyder moves to third. Grasso moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Swift. Snyder scores. Grasso moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Lenhart scores. There goes Swift trying to get to third. Wood throws the ball into Yost, who tags Swift for the out. It's 6-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen scores. One out. It's 6-4, Tigers. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Runnels scores. Vernon scores. Snyder moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Senators, 6. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grasso strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Snyder scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yost is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Wood reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Art Houdeman now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-2 in the game. Feed Roth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grasso hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart who is chasing the ball. Yost reaches third base with a triple. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost scores. It's 7-6, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 6. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater is 0-for-1 in the game. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Bob Swift. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Tigers 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 8-6, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder misplays the ball. That's an error on Snyder. Pesky moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Neil Berry pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Hatfield scores. Berry moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-8, Senators. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Don Lenhart. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.